Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to Day 1 of In His Steps. Today's title is Prayer is Essential. Corrie Ten Boom said, "What wings are to a bird and sails are to a ship, prayer is to the soul." Our text today is Matthew 14, 22 through 23. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Welcome to day one of In His Steps from Matthew's Gospel. Over the next 7 days, we will focus on passionate prayer as a crucial ingredient to following Jesus. Jesus emphasized the importance of prayer throughout his teachings and continually illustrated it through his actions. Examining Jesus' life reveals the necessity of daily solitary prayer. He consistently made time to be alone with God, often rising early while it was still dark to pray in solitude. He would also stay up late and spend entire nights in prayer, indicating that his life was deeply immersed in prayer. As God incarnate, Jesus is pure, divine, and without sin. Yet during his earthly life, he continually relied on prayer. If he needed to pray regularly, how much more do we require that connection with God? The incarnation evokes the image of the holy and divine descending to a world filled with sin, where he found himself surrounded by evil. Even as the sinless one, he needed to reconnect with God through prayer. If Jesus needed this spiritual nourishment, how much greater is our need? Jesus often sought moments of solitude in response to or in preparation for significant events. For example, he prayed all night before selecting the 12 disciples and sought time alone in prayer before his arrest. Let's explore the timing of his prayer in Matthew 14 and the events surrounding it. After Herod Antipas imprisoned John, who had denounced Herod's marriage to his brother's wife, and ordered John's execution at the request of Herod's stepdaughter, Jesus sought solace upon hearing the news. He departed by boat to a secluded area on the Sea of Galilee to grieve for his friend and relative. However, upon arriving at the shore, a large crowd awaited him. Though he intended to find solitude, they followed him. Instead of rebuking them or dismissing their presence, Jesus responded with grace, showing compassion and love. He began to minister to the people, healing those in need. And when he noticed they were hungry, he instructed his disciples to feed them. The disciples pointed out that they only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, far too little to feed such a crowd. "Bring them here to me," Jesus said, and then directed the people to sit on the grass, took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, prayed to his Father, and broke the loaves. He distributed them to the disciples, who in turn fed the crowd. Everyone ate and was satisfied, with 12 baskets of leftovers collected, indicating that around 5,000 men, not counting women and children, had been fed. Despite his desire for solitude and grieving for John, Jesus stepped into the moment, praying for a miracle that transformed a small meal into a feast. The exact number of attendees is unclear, but it could have been as high as 20,000 if each man brought a wife and 2 children. Notice how Jesus prayed. He expressed gratitude for what God had already provided and trusted in God's ongoing provision. which was manifested in this miracle. Following this brief detour, Jesus returned to his mission to find time alone with God. He dismissed the crowd, sent his disciples away by boat, and went up a mountainside to pray. Bruce Barton explains, Jesus had just left a crowd that wanted to make him their king. Perhaps the high popularity was a temptation in itself, for it could have threatened to turn Jesus away from his mission, death on the cross to accomplish salvation. Maybe his prayer on the lonely mountainside focused on fulfilling the mission of suffering when it seemed, at least humanly speaking, more credible to accept their offer of kingship. Jesus, in his humanity, may have continued to face the temptation to turn away from the difficult path and take the easier one. He constantly sought strength from God. Going into the wilderness, alone with the Father, helped Jesus focus on his task and gain strength for what he had to do. In light of John the Baptist's tragic death and the pervasive presence of sin in the world, Jesus consistently sought solitary moments in prayer. His practice of seeking time alone with God was an integral part of his daily life. If Jesus needed this essential connection to God, how much more do we? Now, here are some questions to consider today. What does Jesus' prayer life teach us about the significance of regular communication with the Father? In what ways has your prayer life deepened as you matured in your Christian walk? How does the timing of Jesus' intentional alone time with God extinguish any excuse that we are too busy to pray? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.